A Federal News Radio survey of federal chief human capital officers shows leaner budgets are making it harder to hire new employees. Add in a growing number of retiring federal employees, and you might find lots of empty desks at agencies. So, Federal News Radio asked college advisors and agency recruiters which tactics work best when it comes to hiring the next generation of feds. Karen Otero is chief strategic recruitment programs at the Defense Civilian Personnel Advisory Service. She says DOD found a shortcut by using students to recruit their peers.
We have college students that are on campus. They work part-time for the department, and they do some recruiting on campus. We found that peer-to-peer recruiting is very successful in letting students know that there are civilian career opportunities at the Department of Defense. They work for us part-time, up to about 20 hours per week, but they're going to school full-time, and we typically hire them when they're a rising junior and that they're getting into thinking about their career field, and then our hope is that they'll consider a career with the Department of Defense when they graduate.
Now, other agencies find candidates by linking their missions to programs at specific schools. Sarah Fishering is the education coordinator for the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism at the University of Maryland. And students in her program gather information about global terrorism and rack up skills to help them find a job at the Department of Homeland Security.
And what we kind of aim to do with those internships is train the students in research methods and how best to go about conducting rigorous research. But we also do an enrichment program where we bring in individuals from various federal agencies and also private companies, other institutions as well, and we provide an enrichment program to help them be able to transition into the workforce. So they don't just leave here with the skills that they learn in the internship program, but they leave here with a bigger network, with other transferable skills. We go over their resumes with them, things like that.
But agencies shouldn't forget about more traditional recruiting methods like the good old-fashioned job fair. So says Jennifer Carrigan. She's career advisor at American University School of Public Affairs.
Federal agency participation has been something that's been critical throughout the last several years at AU. And certainly we've seen some decrease in that due to the federal government's kind of in federal agencies' fiscal challenges. In addition to that, we have federal recruiters who come on campus for office hours, for guest advising opportunities with our students, talking more one-on-one in small groups about what the students are interested in and some possible career paths and opportunities for them. We host networking receptions where we invite particularly alumni of the university who are working in federal agencies, but certainly recruiters as well, again, to have some of that more informal conversation with students about opportunities. And then we also, of course, do information sessions.
Now, this story was produced by Federal News Radio web editor Mike O'Connell.